Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
It was a childhood dream for Emma Milne to set up a business selling cakes just like her mother used to make. But short of money, cooking space and business planning skills, Emma has survived emotional and financial setbacks to have the life she's always wanted. Emma, what's it like running your own business?
Our weekly ingredients arrived this morning. 2,000 eggs, 2 tons of nuts and bucket loads of sugar. Even today, when I see it all laid out, I still get a buzz. If someone had told me 10 years ago I'd make a living, let alone a successful one, out of baking, I'd never have believed it. Now I'm doing it for real. I wasn't the ideal candidate for running my own business. At college, I was a dreamer. My head was always in books or over a stove inspecting a new recipe. You wouldn't have put your money on me being the girl most likely to own her own business.
Was that because you didn't want the commitment of having your own business?
It wasn't that I lacked ambition. I just didn't have the confidence or knowledge to do anything about it. I had a degree in English and once had a part-time job glazing croissants in a patisserie. Hardly preparation for starting a baking business. But as anyone who's ever had a pipe dream will tell you, there comes a point when the dream becomes a distraction. By the time I'd hit 25, I was spending hours a day wondering what it would be like to own a cake business. When that happens, you have two choices. Either forget about it and spend your energy doing something else, or do something about it. Sink or swim, I thought. At least I'll never say, what if?
So what made you take the plunge?
Seeing my friends with good jobs and nice houses. At the time, I was living with 5 others in a shared house with a few temping and teaching jobs behind me. I felt inadequate. I knew I was a talented cook and had to tap into my skills if I wanted to feel better about myself.
And what was the inspiration for your business?
It came from my childhood. Baking was a big part of my family's life. I'll never forget the days Gran would come and help make little sponge cakes for my brothers and me. Every time I helped, I felt that I'd achieved something, even if it only meant I'd broken an egg into a bowl.
What did you do to prepare your new venture?
When I started out, I didn't have a business plan. I just wrote all my strengths and weaknesses on a scrap of paper. Next to strengths, I scored talent, drive, and great products. Next to weaknesses was no money. Right from the beginning, I was always honest about what I could and couldn't do. You have to be if you're doing it alone.
It was a childhood dream for Emma Milne to set up a business selling cakes just like her mother used to make. But short of money, cooking space and business planning skills, Emma has survived emotional and financial setbacks to have the life she's always wanted. Emma, what's it like running your own business?
Our weekly ingredients arrived this morning. 2,000 eggs, 2 tons of nuts and bucket loads of sugar. Even today, when I see it all laid out, I still get a buzz. If someone had told me 10 years ago I'd make a living, let alone a successful one, out of baking, I'd never have believed it. Now I'm doing it for real. I wasn't the ideal candidate for running my own business. At college, I was a dreamer. My head was always in books or over a stove inspecting a new recipe. You wouldn't have put your money on me being the girl most likely to own her own business.
Was that because you didn't want the commitment of having your own business?
It wasn't that I lacked ambition. I just didn't have the confidence or knowledge to do anything about it. I had a degree in English and once had a part-time job glazing croissants in a patisserie. Hardly preparation for starting a baking business. But as anyone who's ever had a pipe dream will tell you, there comes a point when the dream becomes a distraction. By the time I'd hit 25, I was spending hours a day wondering what it would be like to own a cake business. When that happens, you have two choices. Either forget about it and spend your energy doing something else, or do something about it. Sink or swim, I thought. At least I'll never say, what if?
So what made you take the plunge?
seeing my friends with good jobs and nice houses. At the time, I was living with five others in a shared house with a few temping and teaching jobs behind me. I felt inadequate. I knew I was a talented cook and had to tap into my skills if I wanted to feel better about myself.
And what was the inspiration for your business?
It came from my childhood. Baking was a big part of my family's life. I'll never forget the days Gran would come and help make little sponge cakes for my brothers and me. Every time I helped, I felt that I'd achieved something, even if it only meant I'd broken an egg into a bowl.
What did you do to prepare your new venture?
When I started out, I didn't have a business plan. I just wrote all my strengths and weaknesses on a scrap of paper. Next to strengths, I scored talent, drive, and great products. Next to weaknesses was no money. Right from the beginning, I was always honest about what I could and couldn't do. You have to be if you're doing it alone.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.